Mishnah, Chav Zayin Amin Aleph in the bottom. Shofar, is the Gemara over here looking? Shofar, Shenistak, Vidavku, Pasol. A shofar that split and it was glued back together is Pasol. Zok Rashi, second to bottom line, Rashi, Shofar Shenistak Vidavku, Vidavik Shekoyrin glued. So someone took glue, the shofar cracked, it split, and he glued it together, Pasol. Vidavik Shivre Shofars, if someone had many pieces of a shofar and he glued them together, Pasol. Nike, if there was a hole in the shofar, Ustamai, and then he sealed it. He put a plug in there. In ma'akev es hatkiya, pasul. If it ma'akev the tkiya, it makes the tkiya sound different. You can tell that there's something there. Pasul. In lav, and if you can't tell, and it sounded exactly the way it was before the shofar had the hole, kosher, then it's kosher. Hatekeya lefei chabor. If someone is tekeya, we already mentioned this in the Gemara a couple of months before. If someone blows in a pit, or a seichadus, or in a cistern, or a seichapitim, in a large barrel, in koil shofar shama yotza. If he hears the sound of the shofar, then he's yotza shofar. In koil havara shama lo yotza. However, if it's what he hears is the sound of the echo, then he is not yotza. If someone was passing behind the shul, or his house is close to the shul, and he heard the sound of the shofar or the sound of the Megillah, and throwing in him a Megillah or laying in a Megillah, which you have a chiyuv. And Kivan Levi, if he had kavana to be yotze, yotze, he's yotze. V'imlav lo yotze. And if he doesn't have kavana, he's not yotze. Now it specifically says if a person is walking behind a shul, as opposed to walking behind someone else's house. Because if you happen, someone is walking behind, he's walking in the street, and he hears from someone's house, he hears shofar, and he didn't hear shofar yet, and he says, oh, I'm going to be yetzer shofar with that person, he's not yetzer. Because the assumption is that if a person is blowing in his house, he's blowing for the people, his bnei beis, whoever is sitting there listening to him. He doesn't necessarily have stam das, that he's being mitzi anybody that's walking in the streets. As opposed to in a shul, the person who's blowing shofar in a shul, or the person who's laying Megillah in a shul, his das is always that's the proper das he's supposed to be having, and we can assume that is that his das is that I'm blowing shofar, and whoever wants to be yotze with this kia, I have kavana to be motzi, and therefore specifically to a shul. Obviously, the person that al takeya doesn't make a cheshbon, you know, doesn't look around at everyone in the shul and make sure he sees everybody, and he has in mind everybody, but it's a blanket kavana. Zek even liboy. I'm sorry, I skipped. Afa pi shezeh shama vezeh shama. Even though this one heard and that one heard, meaning that whether the person had kavana or not, they both heard. When I say zeh kiven liboy vezeh lo kiven liboy, this person had kavana and this person didn't have kavana. This is a chacham explains what is the Mishnah talking about here. The Mishnah is coming to tell you, it's interesting the way he says it, it's almost like a Musar bar over here in the Mishnah, that even though two people heard it, and they heard the same thing, but the person that has Kavana is Yaitza, and the person that doesn't have Kavana is not Yaitza. So when we do mitzvahs, we should make sure to have Kavana, because you cannot be Yaitza mitzvah, you can do the same exact action, the same exact pu'ula as another person, and if you don't have Kavana, you will not be Yaitza the mitzvah. Zakhti Gemara. Tani Rabbanan, Aruch Uktzari. If you had a shofar that was a certain length, it was long, and you chopped it down to make it shorter, kosher. It's kosher. Gordu, V'heimidu al gilgai. If you took a shofar and you scraped it down, a shofar has a thickness of whatever it is, a centimeter, and you scraped it down to half a centimeter, you scraped it down to the bare minimum thickness of the shofar, kosher. It's still kosher. Tzipozo b'makam elachas peh. If you put gold in the place where the peh goes, pasul. Shalei b'makam elachas peh, kosher. And if you do it where the pad, the mouth is going to be on the shofar, then it's pasul. We discussed this very before. And if it's not where the mouth is, then it's fine. Again, inside it could be a problem anyways, because then it could be blowing gold and not a shofar. You have to be blowing into a shofar, not gold. But not the outside fashion. Tipo is up with nim pasul v'chutz pasul. I'm sorry, one second. Tipo is up with nim pasul. So if you do it inside, it's possible, like we just said. Mibachutz, from the outside, in nishtan the koyla mikemay shehaya possible. If by putting gold on the outside of the shofar, not gold, that it will have an effect on the sound of the shofar, so then it is possible. V'imav, and if not, then it is kosher. So if it doesn't have effect on the sound of the shofar, then it is kosher. Nikev, if there's a hole, ustamai, and you plugged it up, imakev esatkiya pasul, v'imav kosher. If it causes the sound of the tkiya to have a different sound, it creates a different sound than the tkiya, then it's pasul. V'imav kosher. What we're saying is that you're allowed to fill a hole in a shofar as long as that will not have an effect on the sound. Nasan shofar beside shofar. If you put a shofar within a shofar, so you have one shofar and you have another shofar stuck inside the other shofar. Koil pnimi shama yatsa. If you're hearing the inside koil yatsa, bim koil chitzim shama lo yatsa. And if you're hearing the outside one, you're not yatsa. Why is that? Because you can't be blowing on the inside. In other words, if the inside one, you'll be kosher, because if you have a shofar within a shofar, and you're blowing into it, as long as the inside one is the one that's coming out that you can hear, you could be yoytze because you're hearing a pure shofar, one pure shofar. If you're hearing the outside shofar, then there's something stuck in the outside shofar, which is the inside shofar, which causes it that it's not a pure shofar anymore, because you have something stuck in the middle of it. Hmm. And therefore, you're not yoytze.
The other thing is, it's for surely it's Mishana, the coil.
By what? The inside shofar.
So what I'm saying is, it's not just that something's in there, it's because the sound is different. Oh, is that the reason?
Is it Tap Rashi? Let's look at the Tap Rashi. Mibachnim proposal, shetchia bizav. That's going, talking about where you have gold on the inside, that you're blowing into gold and you're not blowing into shofar. Im koil chitzen shama lo yotze. If you hear the sound of the outside shofar, not yotze. The ikim mechitze sapni machseke satkiya. Because that inside shofar is causing a hefsek. It's not necessarily because it's a different sound. Even if you're convinced, even if you were to do a study and put the shofar in and say, well, it sounds the same, I can't tell the difference. I close your eyes and two people, one person blows one shofar and the other person blows a shofar within another shofar and they sound exactly the same, it says it doesn't matter, Rashi. What it caused a hefsek, and that there has to be a concept of a pure shofar. There's a concept of the Mefarshim explained with a lot of these things about having plugging in holes and putting in glue and all these other things are because the Torah says shofar. It says lashon of shofar, and when it says lashon of shofar, it has to be a pure shofar. So if you have a glue, if you have anything else that now is part of the shofar, it is not called a complete pure shofar anymore, and therefore you're not getting the mitzvah. Well, in a little bit, we'll see more complicated things about the shofar, about if it's roiv, how much you're, if it's min b'mino, if you're putting in something that's the same min as the shofar, so that's one of the, that makes it better, as opposed to if you put in something that's not a min. If you put in, you know, if you stick in a piece of another shofar to plug in the hole, according to a lot of the shittas, that makes it much better than if you stick in a piece of cotton over there just to keep it, to make the same sound. Tanu Rabbanan, Gardu, Beimi, Bifnim, Beimi, Bachut, Kosher. if you scraped the shofar and you took off a layer or layers from the outside of the shofar, or from the inside, from the inside of the shofar, or from the outside of the shofar, kosher. Either way, that's kosher. Gardu lamida al gildoi, kosher. If you took it and you scraped down the shofar al gildoi until its very last layer, all you have is one layer left of the shofar. The shofar has a, if you scrape any more, you're going to make a hole in the shofar. But the mice says it's still a complete whole shofar without any holes, it's a kosher shofar. And yeah, shofar is a shofar. Im kol pnimi shama yotze, im kol chitzain shama lo yotze. Hafku v'tokavoy lo yotze. If you turned it inside out, then it's not yotze. What does that mean? Our papa loy temo da hafei kiketuna. Don't say that it means that you turned it inside out like a shirt. A shofar, I guess, if you can make it soft, then you just punch it out and make the turn it inside out. That's not what we're talking about. Ela shehircha v'sakotzer v'kitzer v'sarechiv. You took the narrow part of the shofar and you expanded it and made it wide, and you took the wide part of the shofar and made it narrow. So you just why you did it, I don't know. But if you did such a thing like that, he said that's not a good shofar, and you're not good. My time, why is this not good? Because of masna, the omer masna. It has to be the way it grew. There, let's look at Rashi, that the last white line on top, Avarta. It has to be the same way that it's on the animal while the animal is alive. That's the way the shofar has to be. So when the shofar is on the animal, it starts off with this, with very narrow, and then it gets wider, it has to be that form. You can't switch it around. Dibek shivrei shofar's puzzle. If you connect, you attach pieces of the shofar together, puzzle to puzzle. Tana rabbanon, hoisif alav kol shihu. If you add on to the shofar, bein demine bein shelevi mine puzzle. You add on to the shofar, you want to make it longer, you want to make it look cooler, whatever it is, you're not yetze. Nikev, if there's a hole in it, ustamoy, and you fill it in, bein demine bein shelevi mine puzzle. Whether it's v'minay or shalei v'minay, it's puzzle. Rav Nosson Oimer, no, v'minay kosher, shalei v'minay puzzle. If you use a min, the same min of the shofar, then it's kosher. Shalei v'minay, but if you use something that's not of the min, then it's puzzle. V'minay kosher, amar Rav Yechanan v'hu sh'nishtaya ruboy. If it's the min, it's kosher. But Rav Yochanan says it has to be that the original part of the shofar is still there. If you have a shofar and most of it you're replacing, that's not good. It has to be most of the original, regular of the original shofar is there, and you're replacing less than 50% of it. Mechlal, so that comes to imply the shaloi b'minoi afa pishen eshtaya ruboi fossil. That means that if it's not shaloi b'minoi, then it doesn't matter. In other words, Rav Yochanan is coming with a chum. If it's not b'minoi, then it's shaloi b'minoi afa pishen eshtaya ruboi fossil. So if it's not the min and you have roi or the shofar left over, doesn't matter. If it's not the min, it's no good. Even if it is the min, it has to be that you're not replacing the min with rave of the shofar. So you have to have, even again, even though you're replacing it with the same min of the shofar, it has to be that most of the shofar was intact, and then you can replace it with the min. But if you're going to replace it with something other than its own min, it doesn't matter how much, even if you're replacing 1% of the shofar, it's not a kosher shofar. Well, we'll see. A lot of things, it will matter if it's nishtana, if it changes the sound. Apparently, if it's a crack, usually it'll affect the sound. And if it affects the sound, then you will have a problem.
That's the first four words of the Mishnah, right? Shovish and Nizdak, the Dovka Apostle. Because it was bothering me, well, if that's... Isn't it obvious that obviously if the shofar was in pieces, that it would be surely possible, but maybe it wasn't in a place where it would change the sound. Like, maybe the part of the Vikshuvi Shofar is talking about the outer part of the Shofar, and the Nizdak is referring to the place near the mouthpiece.
So it's a Machlekes. Rishayim discuss it, and they discuss what exactly, when it says Nizdak, which part of it is talking about. It's talking about the land, it's talking about the mouthpiece, it's talking about going across the whole thing. It's a Machlekes. As a Machlekes, we're trying to figure out between the Rishonim, we have the Pesach, the Rosh, we have the Rambam, about what it means, that what is the Machlekes over here, when is it kosher, what is it not. It's like they all have different gedarim of who we hold like. I believe how the Pesach over here on the bottom, the first wide line, he gives halacha l'maisa, and he goes through over here that the halacha l'maisa. Let's look at the basis. Halacha l'maisa, the first wide line in the bottom, and on top, first wide line in the bottom, on chof design on the base. The l'maisa is the first word on the line, first wide line. The halacha l'maisa near the shefer shenikev ustamay deminei v'chazar l'koylo l'kemoy shahoy mitchivase koydim shenakev. Less din, the less dayin. The kosher. I feel how you ma'akev at kiya koydim shenistan. So now, you can have a hole in the shofar, and maybe the hole in the shofar in the first place won't cause it to have a change in the sound. The Mishnah Berurah pack of passings like that. If you don't plug the hole. Allah Chalmaisa, Mishnah Berurah passing. Even if you don't plug the hole, if it's not mishtana, then there's no problems. All the cases that the Gemara is talking about here is where it's nishtana. And once it's nishana, then you have all these issues, and we get into roiv and mina and not mina. The last guy in the kasha feeling ma'akev at kia koyichnisim. The period is the ikr. The ma'akev is at kia la'achat shenistam koma. If it's ma'akev, if by plugging it, it causes a change in the sound of the kia, then it's a problem. By stomach klal kasha feeling ma'akev hanekev is at kia. Ma'akev hanekev is kia. The kamin and yisham is a kolah koyichnisim shayfer. So it doesn't matter what it sounds like. All koyelis are inherently kosher, which we'll say a little further in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to say right there.
Every shofar really ultimately sounds a little different.
Well, that's what they care. The Gemara says a few lines down. We'll get to it. Koyelis dak, ova, oitzer, whether it's thick, thin, rough. Like you said, and it also depends how you blow. Certain people, when they blow it certain ways, it comes out different sounds. You can have, the professionals are getting it to its full strength, and others are not. It's still 100% kosher, as long as it's properly, blown with the, there's no problem. It doesn't matter what the sound is. But it has to be the sound of the original shofar. Whatever it is, it's gotta be that, of that shofar. In other words, I now have a shofar that doesn't have a hole, I blow it. And now a hole gets in it, and now if that hole causes a change in the sound, then it becomes a problem.
Because is the change in the sound because you hear the shofar, the original noise, the original sound coming through the main part, and then you hear a second noise coming out of the hole?
Probably.
Like a wind or...
Probably, correct. As if it's not noticeable, which means it's small enough and it doesn't affect the sound, then it's not a problem. It's also going to affect the sound of the big part also, because you're losing some of the air going out. So aside from what you're figuring the sound that's coming out of the small hole, you're also missing from the big hole, therefore the sound is a different sound already. And once it's a different sound, that's a problem. What do we have to hear? Okay, the first word I'm going is ikedemasni. About 13 lines up. Ikedemasni la seifa, that when Reb Nosson says, v'minei kosher shleib minei posel, I say shleib minei posel. He's going on shleib minei posel on Reb Yechon. So Reb Yechon comes in and says his din, that it has to be, that in Shtaya Rubai, that means most of it has to be the original shofar, he's going on Reb Nosson's last part. Before we learned that the other way around, we're going on the ratio of Reb Nosson. Reb Nosson says v'minei kosher, shalom mina pasul. If it's a min, it's kosher, and it's not a min, it's not pasul. We said Reb Yechon says it's only good that the mina is kosher. It's kosher if it's the min, but if it's more than one you're replacing, even if it's with the min, then it's no good. That's what we said before. Now ikad demasni the other way around. With Reb Nosson is we're going. Reb Yechon is discussing shalom mina pasul. He's going on the sefer, not on the ratio. He's saying is that If it's shaleibim mina pasul, which means that Amar Beichin v'hushim nifchas ruboy mechlal, that the mina avapushim nifchas ruboy kasher. Beichin is saying is that if it's minoy, he's not discussing that. He's masking with the nasim. If it's the right min, if you're using the same min as the shayfer, it doesn't matter ruboy, not ruboy. It's 100% kasher. He's arguing, he's bringing a chumra on the second part of the nasim. The nasim says shaleibim minoy is pasul. He's saying is that's only applies shalayv amina is where it's roiv, it's replacing roiv. But if you're replacing less than roiv, then it's good. So Reichan is coming at lekula. So the first, you're going on the ratio, Reichan is coming as a chumra, and if you're going on the sefer, Reichan is coming as a kula. Ruchin is shayruv mechlal, shalayv mina kish shayruv apostle. Ikke demasi, so that's again. Ikke demasi, la sefer, shalayv mina apostle. I'm Reichan, vahu shinif kas ruboy. That is talking about shinir chas ruboy. That's why shalay b'mina is possible because ruboy is being replaced. Mechlal the b'minoi. That if it was the min, achokish shinir chas ruboy kosher. Even if most of it was being changed, and if it was the min, it's kosher. Tipo zavim b'fnim possible. Mibachutz in the shtana kol mikemoshayu possible. If you put in mibachutz, the gold is from the outside. If you change the sound from what it was, it's possible. I'm not kosher. Nistak la'orchoi pasul. If it splits on the length, it's pasul. La'orchoi, if it splits on the width, in the shtai b'shir t'kia kosher. If you have enough of a t'kia kosher, which means that if you have a shayfer and there's a split on the length, which means from top to bottom of the shayfer, so there it's pasul. And that's what Tashas would not allow the Shem to say talking about the Mishnah. However, what happens if it splits? You have a shayfer that's this long, and on the top of it is a crack that's horizontal. It's going on the width of it. So he says this, as long as you have a kosher shofar the rest of the way, Pashas is talking about from starting from the mouthpiece up until that crack, if you have enough of a shofar until the crack, it's still a good shofar. If you have it, if the crack is low, too low, that you're not left with a shear of a shofar, that would make it possible. The cat.
Is that a tough one?
Huh? Murray's going to say it right now. V'ma apostle. V'kama shir t'kia. And what is the shear of a shofar that you need to blow a t'kia? Pirish of Shem Megamila k'dei shir yechazenu b'yodoi v'yir l'kan u'l'kan. So usually when your person grabs the shofar with his hand, he's able to see the shofar on the top of his hand and below his hand. A little bit. Now, what you said is correct. The Gemara and Nida on the Chovav says, the Shemring Amil says, the shear is a tefach. So the question is why does he over here, I mean in general, why doesn't he tell us the shear? Why is he telling us that it's a shear that she has then, that you grab your hand is on it, and is on top and bottom? Why don't you just tell us tefach? Very simple. So the Rush says that the reason for that is because it's bedafka. It happens to be, the Ran says, that a tefach is the width of four thumbs. Now the width of four thumbs, a thumb is a little thicker than the rest of the fingers, and therefore the width of four thumbs will be a little bit more than when you're grabbing with your four fingers. So if you grab with your four fingers like this onto something, you'll have a tefach will be a little bit on top, a little bit on bottom, you have it's a little bit thicker. That's what it is. But the Rav says the reason why he's giving a Shimon Bilal says here specifically, Mikan and Mikan, that you can see on both sides, is because we want to make sure that it doesn't look like he's blowing into his hand. We want everyone to be able to see specifically that he's blowing on the shayfer on one side, and on the other side you can see the shayfer, and not that he's blowing in his hand. I remember when I was a kid, the kids used to be able to go like this and they'd blow and they sounded like a shayfer. I could never do it, but you know, so the rush is coming, lafuke, those people, and you shouldn't be chayshir that it's not a real shayfer. I saw interesting in the Ben Ish Chai, he gives a whole bunch of different pshatim on this. He goes to town with this. And Parshas Tzavim discusses it. He says one pshat is that shofar is a time in Rosh Hashanah that we're looking for a kapara. He says is that you have on top and on bottom. On top corresponds ben adam l'mokrim. You have to do tshuva ben adam l'mokrim, and on bottom means that you have to do tshuva ben adam l'chaver. That's one pshat. Another pshat. He says on top, the reason why you have on top is to teach you that you have to make sure to have you to, when you're in this world, we have responsibilities. We have a responsibility to go out and have Maser Hanatan and have Hanasa. And we have a responsibility to learn Torah. So he says at the top represents the Torah, and you always have to remember that you have a responsibility to learn Torah. And the bottom represents is that we also have a responsibility to have a Parnasa. Another pshat is that specifically we hold it in the middle to teach you that to do tshuva, you always have to go the middle road. Famous Rambam, that all the midas have to be the middle road. You shouldn't try to be extremes. Even when you're trying to do tshuva, you have to make sure to always try to go with the middle road. Don't try to take too much. Take one thing at a time to do tshuva. He says, interesting, that before the letters of Shofar, we have the word Akara, Ayin Kuf Reish Hei. So if you look at the word, the letter Shofar, before each letter, you'll end up with Ayin Kuf Reish Hei. And he says is that before we blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, we are Karas. We consider it as if we're bound from mitzvahs. And he says after, the gematria is Tof Shin Tzadik Zayin, which is the gematria of Schor Chahabi Moed. And after Shofar, you end up with a lot of Schor. Now, what's Pshat in that? So it could be, you could say Pshat is that it says that a lot of times we have certain mitzvahs, and we did mitzvahs. Now, if you did, if someone did Averis, the mitzvahs will counteract the Averis, but the mitzvahs you don't get Schor of itself. So when you do tshuva on your Averis, now all your mitzvahs have the opportunity to bring you schar for all the mitzvahs that you did. Before they were being utilized just to protect you from the Averis. Once you do a tshuva and the Rabbi Shalom gives you a kapara for your Averis, now you're left with all your mitzvahs. And therefore you're left with a lot of schar. One other point on Kevei Itim Oteira, when we said that it's supposed to be on top, that it should be Kevei Itim Oteira, he says that, interesting, that there's an achoikis between Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Shmuel. And the achoikis is whether, you know, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, he came out of the cave, and he said, no one should work. Everyone has a chiyuv to learn Torah, rely on the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Ribbono Shel Olam will provide. And it says, the Gemara says, hi, they tried it, v'loy also, it didn't work for them. And Bishmol came and says, no, yeah, this chayiv is to go and try to have panosa. So Ben Ishchai says, that's why we have the shofar, we hold on top and the bottom, we see both. That we're saying is, you bring a raya that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai loy also, and Rav Shmuel is also, that Lamaisa in this world, it works, that we're not on the Madrega of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai in his Madrega, he could not work, and they're relying on the Rav Shimon, the Rav Shimon is going to feed him and take care of him, and he had nothing to do. But us, on our level, and the rest of the world, we have to do our Shtablis, and then the Rav Shimon helps. Right, the Gemara. How your koilai dak. If the sound of the shofar was thin, or avach, or was thick, or tsarer, or was rough, kosher, it's kosher. Shekol ha-koilis sherin b'shofar. All sounds are kosher in shofar. Shohu le'lavod Shmuel, v'sente shayla te'av father of Shmuel, kotchui v'toka boy yotzeh. If someone took a shofar, and he bore a hole into it, not into the shofar like we're discussing until now, that you're making a hole on the outside of the shofar, but rather they bore a hole through the inside of the shofar, which is what we have to do. When you have a shofar, when you take a shofar off of an animal, I once went to some exhibit where they showed us exactly how they have a shofar, it's filled in with something in there, there's some sort of natural material in the inside, and they actually have to take a drill and drill it out. And then you can actually blow the shofar. When you take a shofar off an animal's head, you cannot blow it. So that's what he's talking about. So it's up to Gemara, what's the shayla over here? Pshita, kulanami mikdach kal kilahu. Every shofar, if you want to blow the shofar, you have to bore out the middle, you have to drill it out, and then you'll be able to blow the shofar. So what's the big chiddush over here? Amar Rashi, shekotchu bizchurusai. As I was explaining, there's some sort of incised, like a bone, like a thin bone. It's solid, but they drill through it. Huh?
Like cartilage.
It's stronger than cartilage, though. Cartilage is really like a muscle. It's more like a bone. And as you're drilling through, it sounds like when the guy was drilling, you saw what it was. It wasn't, cartilage is usually soft. So when you're drilling through it, if the person left, he drilled through, in other words, he didn't drill it out. Normally, you take out the whole inside, and you're left with nothing but the shofar. The shayla that was sent to Avuah de Shmuel was that they drilled right through the middle of this, what the Gemara calls Zachrusay. So they drilled through it, and basically, if you looked into the shofar, there's still plenty of this Zachrusay. So you might have thought that causes a chatzitza in the shofar, like we discussed before. Shofar in the shofar. If you have one shofar and another shofar, that we Rashi said causes a hafsek. So I might have thought that this also would cause a hafsek, and therefore if you blew the shofar, you would not be yetzer shofar. So he passed it, and no, you are yetzer. Even if it doesn't sound normal.
Because it probably didn't.
I agree with you that it probably wouldn't sound normal, and he seems to say it's not a problem. The problem over here is hefsek, not a sound. Because nothing changes. This is the original shofar. And therefore, I hear the question, I would think that that's a problem. I don't know. Can't say for sure. This is Parasha. Parasha is Ekev. We have part of Shema, second parasha of Shema that we say. It says, "V'limadetem oisam es v'neichem l'daber bom b'shiftecho b'veisecho v'lachdecho v'aderech v'b'shachecho uv'kumecha." We're to teach our children l'daber bom, to speak in Torah always. B'shiftecho b'veisecho, when you while living in your house, and when you are traveling on the road, when you stand up, when you go to sleep, and when you get up. Now, the question is why does it start off as a Lashon Rabbim? We're talking in a Lashon Rabbim. And then the pasuk switches to a Lashon Yachid. And the answer, I've seen this in a few sources, is that the pshat is that the way to teach your children, the pasuk is really telling you how to teach your children. You should teach them how to learn Torah, but how do you teach them? Not by telling them. You teach them by when you yourself are learning in your house, and when you are traveling, when you go to sleep, and when you get up, that's how you teach them. The pasuk says in Parashas Vayera, says Yukach Noma Atmaim Birachat Raglechem Vishon Tachan Sait. Avraham Avinu had guests. He was preparing for his guests. He tells us a few seconds later, Belaboka Rats Avram, Vayikat Ben Boka Rachat Yitin El Hanar. Nar, as Rashi tells us, Zay Yishmol Chanchel Mitzvahs. So Avram got Yishmol involved in this whole process of preparing for the Malachim, because he wanted him a Chanchel Mitzvahs. The problem is that Rashi in Pasuk Dalet says, Yukach no, al yidei shliach. And Ram Avinu did it by shliach. Kadosh Baruch Hu shilem lubnav al yidei shliach. And therefore, Rabban Yisrael, midi k'neged midi, took Klai Yisrael, paid back Klai Yisrael through a shliach. Shenem ha-mayor Moshe Yisrael v'yachas ha-sela. And therefore it was done through Moshe Rabbeinu and not the Rabban Yisrael himself. So it seems like an einish of some sort that Avraham Avinu, because he used the shliach, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam himself wasn't going to use the shliach. He did it through Moshe. So what is the problem over here? The Chofetz Chaim says that l'maisa he should have done it anyways, even though shliach, a person shliach is mamish like himself. Aba mitzvah bo yosim ibishluchay. L'maisa, if someone has an opportunity to do a mitzvah, and he has a choice, he can do it himself, or he can do a shliach, even though shliach shalavim kimoisai, it's kimoisai, it's like him, but it's not quite him. And therefore you're better off doing the mitzvah. But the Moshe asks, Avraham Avinu was being a chanach's child. What do you want? He had a good cheshbon. And therefore, it seems like he's getting punished. So Moshe says, you should know that it's very nice, but if he wanted to be mechanech his son Yishmael, he should have done it. You want to know how Avraham Avinu should have mechanech his son? He should have done it himself. If Yishmael would have seen him doing it, he would have said, oh, that's the way to do it. The famous nice of the Chafetz Chaim. There was a gevir who came to the Chafetz Chaim and told the Chafetz Chaim, he was crying to the Chafetz Chaim. He said, my child, I paid tons of money. I'd be willing to do anything to get my son to learn Torah. That's all I want from him. I want him to learn Torah. What should I do? And the Chafetz Chaim told him, do you learn Torah? He says, well, I don't really have time. I'm an important businessman. I would like to, but I don't. He says, so you're telling me is that you don't learn at all? He says, no, I don't learn at all. So Chafetz Chaim says, okay. So, Yetzir Hashem, your son is going to grow up, and when he's going to have children, he's going to want to be mechanech his children, and he's going to go for brachas for his children, and he's going to be willing to pay all the money in the world for his children, so his children should learn Torah. But that's the extent. What was the Chafetz Chaim saying? Very simple. You want to teach your children how to do something, do as I do, there's so much more of a lesson than do as I say. Kids are pretty smart, they understand, and if you're going to show them, you're going to tell them one thing, but you yourself are not going to do it, they're not going to follow through on it, and they understand. And that's what the Pasuk is telling us over here. If you want to know how your children are going to have, keep to the Torah, is if your children are going to see that you are connected to the Torah, and they're going to see you learning Torah, and that's going to keep them connected. Thank you everyone for coming.